You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Support for the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program comes from Delta Dental, Mindsprings Health, Aspen Out, Garfield County Prep, and the Family Resource Center of the Roaring Fork Schools. Tonight, it's my honor to host this graduation special for Bridges High School Class of 2020. My name is Suzanne Fitzgerald, and I'm the principal at Bridges High School, which makes this show especially significant for me. So I appreciate everybody tuning in out there and families and staff and students that are listening. I'd like to invite all of you to tune in to KDNK again tomorrow night, Friday at 6 p.m. to hear our live drive-in graduation taking place at Bridges High School. Though only graduates and family members can attend, KDNK will provide a way for the rest of the community to listen without attending. This evening, I'd like to start our program off with our valedictorian's speech. Here is Miles Kraft.
I am sure this is not how many of us expected our graduation would be. I thought I would be having a traditional graduation ceremony and get to celebrate with family and friends. I'm sure many of you were expecting that as well. This school year has been quite unique. At the start of it, we went to classes in person, made graduation plans, and then suddenly towards the end, things unexpectedly changed. We are currently living in a very different world than we were at the start of our senior year. In the coming years, we are all going to have to learn to adapt to our new normal and be resilient in the face of these challenging times. These are two important things that my time at Bridges has taught me, and I'm sure my classmates have experienced these things as well. I have learned to not give up after the first try. Teachers gave me a second chance when I made mistakes, and that encouraged me to try harder and do better the next time. Bridges students certainly know how to adapt to change. Each of us tried different high schools, and when they didn't meet our needs, we sought out something else and decided to give Bridges a try. Bridges is different from other schools in the Roaring Fork Valley. We are a small school with about 80 students, so we get the chance to know our teachers really well, and we get individualized help and attention. Students come from all sorts of backgrounds, which makes our school very diverse and unique. The teachers and staff take the time to care about each individual student and work with them to make sure they succeed. While each student may be different, we all get along here, Bridges. I never imagined when I first began at this school that a very bright student working through an addiction issue would be nice to me at lunch, or someone with a completely separate political viewpoint from me would put that aside and become my friend. When I look back at my time at Bridges, I think about the many great memories I made here. I went on fun school outings where we hiked and biked near Sopras, skied at sunlight, got the chance to know my teachers really well, and made some great friends. When I look ahead at what's coming next, after high school, I see my fellow peers entering the workforce and attending college at a very odd time in history. I know we are all going to come through this just fine because Bridges has prepared us for times like this. We are going to have to continue to stay socially distant from one another for a while, as the country tries to return to somewhat normal again. At Bridges, we have been used to being close to one another, hanging out together, hugging and goofing off. I think that this makes social distancing the hardest part of these times. I would like to thank KDNK, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and the Sober Sun for supporting the Class of 2020 to help us have a good graduation experience. I would also like to thank my Bridges teachers for being really great. It has been wonderful to get to know them, and they have been really helpful when I'm in need of assistance at school. My fellow students for making Bridges such a great and inviting school. You have all been very kind to one another and to me. And my family for supporting me with my education, helping me get to school every day, and providing support at home. I want to thank my friends for being so fun to hang out with, and for making school even more worth attending each day. I have really enjoyed my time at Bridges. I know each of my fellow graduating seniors we'll take the lessons we have learned here with us into the future.
especially during this time, I really appreciate those words from Miles. So thanks, Miles, for sharing that with us and for taking the time to record it and think through your thoughts to celebrate and share with us this evening. So you're tuned into our Bridges High School senior celebration show before our actual celebration tomorrow evening. And I'd like to continue tonight with student awards. I know I can speak for all of the staff at Bridges High School when I say how proud I am of our seniors. This year in particular has presented new challenges. It has also afforded an opportunity for many students to rise up and demonstrate their resilience and drive to succeed. As you heard earlier, our valedictorian this year is Miles Kraft. We would also like to recognize our two salutatorians, Isla Diaz-Barriga and Gabe Hale. These students have shown impressive academic skills, and we know they'll continue on to be innovative in their thinking and in their lives. Bridges also gives awards by teacher nomination, and these awards are for outstanding achievement, citizenship, and for building Bridges culture. The Outstanding Achievement Award goes to students that have thrived from the moment that they transferred to Bridges. These students have shown tremendous effort academically, and it has resulted in their success. The recipients of Outstanding Achievement Awards this year are Luis Andrade, Jessica Ayala, Vanessa Ruiz, and Eduardo Tello. Congratulations to each of you. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at our celebration and being able to congratulate you in person. The Citizenship or Community Award is given to students who have gone above and beyond to create a positive community, both within school and outside of the building. These students volunteer to help when it's needed, and they provide support to other students. The recipients of Citizenship Awards this year are Ashley Garcia, Edgar Jimenez, Brandon Torres, and Luis Torres. Congratulations to each of you. The Bridges Culture, or Superstar Award as we call it, is for students whose focus is always on learning, on taking responsibility. They're committed to our school community, and they have a willingness to build relationships based on respect, which is the cornerstone of what we're about at Bridges. The recipients of the Bridges Star Award this year are Fatima Bonilla, Margarita Bonilla, Elliot Broadus, and Paola Martinez. Again, congratulations to you. I'd also like to take this opportunity to congratulate the recipients of CMC President Scholarships, Miles Kraft and Nicole Candela, and to all of our graduates that will be attending universities, CMC, Lincoln Tech, UTI, and other technical institutions in the fall. We also want to congratulate all of those seniors that have been successfully employed full-time and are proving to be hardworking members of our community right now, and their hopes are to continue those positions in the fall. Some of our staff at Bridges wanted to share their thoughts with graduates as well. This next piece comes from Maggie Riley, who is a counselor at Bridges High School.
Hi, this is Maggie Riley. I'm the counselor at Bridges High School. I just wanted to give a shout out to all the graduates. I know it's been a really challenging time, but it really was a fabulous school year, and I'm going to miss so many of the graduates, just seeing them every day and talking to them and having them in groups and classes. It's a pretty special group of people, and I'm just really confident they will go on to do great things. So just a shout out to all of them. I'm so glad we get to have a graduation. I'm excited to see all of you, even if we will all have frog face masks on. We can identify one another by our eyeballs. But yeah, congratulations. I miss you guys. I'm so proud of you. I know it's been tough. A lot of you have been working full-time and finishing school. So, bravo, and I'll see you Friday. Love you.
Take a moment to reflect where we're going. Let reason guide you. See all tracks lead you up from the dark. See all tracks lead you up to the stars.
Thanks to Maggie for sharing those thoughts with us. I know all the other staff members have said similar things and are really happy to be celebrating with you and are sad that we didn't get to see each other a little bit more in the final months of school. And I have another tribute from Kendra Shipper, our social studies teacher, capstone coordinator, and student advisor at Bridges High School. She always shares a poem, Desiderata, by Max Ehrman with graduates in the spring. So I'd like to read that for you now. Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and the ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexatious to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful and strive to be happy. I'm grateful to be reading that to you this evening, and hope you were able to take away some pieces of advice in those words. Another favorite of Kendra's that she shares every year, along with that poem every spring, is this sunscreen song, which is a little bit more lighthearted and more of a modern take on Desiderata. And it's fun advice that's both helpful and brought a smile to my face. Listen, and I hope that it also brings a smile to yours.
Wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Never mind, you will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, In 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future, or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubble gum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindside you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much. Or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly.
Brother and sister together will make it through. Someday a spirit will take you and guide you there. I know you've been hurting, but
get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise, politicians will philander, you too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund, maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse, but you never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful of whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me on the sunscreen.
Every year at Bridges, we do an exit interview with seniors. This year, it was a bit different, but reflection is such an important part of transition, so we modified our interview process to adapt to this time. As seniors came to pick up their caps and gowns this year, they were asked three questions. We asked them to tell us something positive about their experience at Bridges, to tell us what it meant to be a graduate, and to take time to thank anyone that has helped them along their journey to graduations. Here are the recordings from all 26 graduates that will be participating in tomorrow night's ceremony. I hope you enjoy listening to them as much as I enjoyed recording the whole process. It was truly a special moment for me as principal. Here are the shout-outs and reflections from the 2020 Bridges High School graduates.
My name is Elliot Broadus. One positive thing about my experience at Bridges is how the classes were set up and how it was really easy to like be motivated to learn. Being a graduate, for me, it means that I'm moving on to the next chapter of my life and I get to explore who I am and who I want to be in more depth and in a different place with different people. Shout out to my parents, my friends, and my grandparents, who have all been super supportive of me and just go along with it, whatever I want.
Hi, my name is Ashley Garcia. The whole school in general is really positive. Being a graduate means that I'm gonna be the first one in my family to graduate. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone, especially my family, for supporting me.
My name is Christian Hoya Castillon, and something positive about Bridges is the staff. They really help out when you're going through a tough time. Being a graduate, to me, means that I can finally go to college. Happy to get out of here. I've been through a lot with this school. And I just want to give a huge shout out to all my friends and family that helped me get through this.
My name is Brandon Adrian Torres, and a positive experience I have at Bridges High School is just the new experiences that I learned and all the amazing people I have met and the help that they have given me. What does being a graduate mean to me? It means a lot, especially because I spent 12 years working hard to get to this moment and even having the fear of not being able to graduate, but I'm here now, and I would like to shout out all the teachers that have helped me, all my counselors, and especially my parents for always believing me and never letting me down.
My name is Avi Jane Andrews. Something positive about my experience at Bridges was definitely when I enrolled at this school, I was not motivated whatsoever to graduate or didn't even see myself in this position right now. And Bridges really helped pick me back up and get me on the right track again, despite everything that, all the wrong decisions that I've made in my life and everything I've done that I could have probably done a little bit differently. They still took me in and accepted me for who I am, and that's probably the most positive thing about Bridges to me. Being a graduate not only means to me that I can do what everyone else usually can do at my age, but it means that despite everything that happened for these past couple years and all the doubt I've had and all the bad things I've gotten myself into and the good things, I still can push through and I still can persevere through all the tough times, and my problems aren't much different than anyone else's, and anyone can graduate. It's really not that hard. And I'm just glad I got to do this despite all the coronavirus, quarantine, scary stuff. Some shout outs I have to the people that supported me are my mom and my dad. They literally do anything for me. I can't have a better support system. My brother for always motivating me, not always in the nicest ways, but very motivating ways. And my friends and my boyfriend for just being there for me when they were really the only people that could be there. And my teachers for supporting me and letting me go at my own pace and not being too rude to me when I was being rude to you guys.
Mi nombre es Brian Astorga. Algo positivo de la escuela de Bridges fue que fue una experiencia muy bonita porque así pude ser, pude concentrarme más en mis estudios y pues pude hacer unos amigos más. ¿Y qué significa graduarme? ¿Qué significa la graduación? Pues significa un trabajo duro, muchos años de escuela. Y quiero darle las gracias a todos los maestros por tener paciencia, a mi madre y a toda mi familia porque me tuvieron paciencia.
My name is Cheyenne French. I am a proud graduate of Bridges High School. A very positive experience that I've had at Bridges is the fact that, you know, the staff and students care, and being a graduate means that I am able to move on with my life and finally have at least somewhat of an education to get out of this town. And shout out to my mom who helped me get through all this.
I'm Eduardo Tello. So I'm positive about my experience in Bridges is having a lot of fun. What does being a graduate mean to you? To make my mom proud about me? Shout out to my mom.
Hola, mi nombre es Edgar Antonio Jiménez Martínez. Algo positivo que me dio Bridges es las ganas de graduarme y completar todas mis metas. ¿Qué significa ser un graduate? Yo siento que significa que eres una meta que yo nunca pensé agarrar y cumplir los sueños de mis papás de graduarme. Y quiero mandar saludos a mis papás, amigos y a todos los maestros de Bridges. Y Mitch for 2020, President.
Mi nombre es Fátima Bonilla. Algo positivo de Bridges High School es que me sentía como en familia. Todos nos conocíamos y nos llevábamos bien. Graduarme para mí me hace muy orgullosa de mí misma porque estoy haciendo a mis papás orgullosos también de mis logros. Y quiero agradecerle a mis padres, a mi hermana, por apoyarme y ayudarme. Y a todos los maestros que siempre les preocupaba si estaba pasando las clases y tomaban de su tiempo para ayudarme cuando ocupaba ayuda. Muchas gracias a todos, a la principal, a las secretarias, a todos. Muchas gracias.
My name is Isaias Vasquez.
Something positive that I liked about Bridges is how all the students can get along with each other. And I don't think it's like that in many other schools just because of the fact that it's a lot of students. Being a graduate is important to me because I might have thought I didn't need the diploma after I graduated since I might not go to college. But there's certain places like jobs and things where we might actually need it. And I'm also proud of graduating because I can make my parents proud because it's something they've always wanted to see me do. I would like to give a shout out to my parents for always supporting me and pushing me forward. I think if they would have never pushed me forward, I would have probably dropped out my sophomore or junior year. And I would also like to shout out a couple friends for always trying to help me do better in school.
Isla Diaz-Barriga, something positive about my experience at Bridges. My really relationship with the teachers and how they were super supportive with my studies. I was also able to balance my schoolwork and my job. Being a graduate to me means the end to a new chapter, but the beginning to a new one. I'd like to thank my boyfriend for being super supportive. My parents, even though they're not here, they are supporting me, and for them, I am doing this.
Hi, my name is Jessica Ayala, and a memorable experience at Bridges was meeting new friends that I will carry on into my future. And being a graduate means to me that I am the last one to my family, so it's really special. And a shout out I'd like to give to was Kendra Shipper for helping me out since 8th grade and motivating me through the toughest times.
My name is Jeanette Hernandez. Something positive about my experience at Bridges is that they never judged me for what happened in my life, and they treated me like every person deserves to be treated. What it means for me to be graduated, it means that I accomplished a very, very big goal in my life, which I could do everything else that I'm planning to do. I want to shout out to Fitz, Maggie, and my parents and the rest of my family because they never doubted me and they were always there. Le doy muchas gracias a mis papás y a mis hermanas y a Fitz y a Maggie por ayudarme tanto en esta experiencia en Bridges porque nunca dudaron en mí. Muchas gracias.
My name is Luis Andrade. And something positive about my experience at Bridges is the amount of respect that you get from teachers and like how they actually care about you on other other schools. And then what does graduate mean for me? It means being able to accomplish something in life, even though it's not the final and I still may have more things to do, but it's something like baby steps that I can accomplish. And then to the people that helped me, I'd like to shout out my parents, my siblings, my teachers, Fitz, that helped me throughout this experience. And that's it.
My name is Luis Eduardo Martinez. Something really positive about Bridges is that they're really supportive of their students, and they really helped me a lot through the years I've been here. Each teacher here is great in every way. Graduation to me is a big accomplishment because we worked so hard for those 4 years to get that diploma and to finally be done with school. And I want to give a shout out to all the teachers at Bridges, a few teachers at Rolling Fork, my family, and some friends for always being supportive.
Hi, my name is Luis Torres. Something positive about my experience at Bridges was the people and the teachers. Everyone around is very helpful. Everyone around wants to see you succeed, and that's the kind of environment we really need in a lot of schools. Being a graduate to me means a lot because I didn't think I was going to make it. The road was pretty hard, but I'm glad to say that I made it with a lot of help from my peers and teachers. And shout out to the people that have also graduated. I know the road has been very long and very very hard, but we all made it. You all deserve it. And thank you to the people, to the teachers, and everyone that has helped out and have that have fed up with us. yeah.
Hola, mi nombre es Margarita Bonilla. Algo positivo de Bridges es que todos son muy amigables y te apoyan en todo lo que puedan hacer por ti. Quiero darle gracias a la principal y a todos los maestros por preocuparse por mi educación. Graduarme para mí es un gran logro porque nunca pensé que lo iba a hacer. Gracias a Bridges por darme la otra oportunidad para graduarme. Gracias a la principal, a la secretaria, a todos los maestros por siempre estar ahí y apoyarme para dar lo mejor de mí. Y también gracias a mi hermana que a empujones me hacía hacer cosas que nunca pensé que iba a hacer.
My name is Mirari Vivian. Something positive about my experience at Bridges was that I was able to get my grades up pretty fast after I was struggling a bit in Glenwood. Being a graduate means that I've accomplished something big in my life, and it's part of the next step that I have to take in order to achieve what I want to do in life. And shout out to all the teachers at Bridges and Fitz as well for helping me out when I needed it the most.
Hi, my name is Nicole Candela. One thing I like about Bridges was that it's an awesome school and they really help you out through problems. What does being a graduate mean to you? Means that you don't have to go to high school anymore and you continue going to college. And I just want to give a shout out to all the teachers here for always supporting you through everything.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Ruiz. Something positive at Bridges is meeting new friends. Being a graduate means being able to explore around the world, learn new things, and shout out to Kendra for supporting me during this process of capstone.
Hi, my name is Ricky Navarez. One positive experience that I had in Bridges was that I got a lot of help from my teachers. They really helped me get through this quick as possible. It means a lot to graduate, especially because I spent 12 years just going to school every day. And it really means a lot for me and my family. One shout out I want to give to all the teachers here at Bridges, and also my dad, my grandma, and my brother.
I'm Miles Kraft, and something positive from my experience at Bridges here would be that it's been a great school. I've had some experiences at other schools and stuff, and definitely a lot more people and whatnot. And I mean, I need to know the students as much. I get to know teachers as well, and I think that's something that I think is great. Is one of the positive things about here is that, and just most of the students being nice to one another, at least even if you aren't strong friends, at least just being nice to one another, and there's very little like bullying and stuff going on. I think that's positive for me. Something positive is that just everyone's so nice and you get to know everybody a lot better. And what graduate means to me is that, well, I'm being a graduate here, so for one, I completed 12 years of grade school, and I think that's great that I made it through all this time. But I think another thing is that I found a really great school to finish it off with, and I think that's wonderful, because, I mean, this school is definitely different than a lot of them in the Valley, and I really appreciate that. And I think that that is important to me too. And then people I want that have supported me would be my mom, Stacy, and my dad, and my sister, who also graduated from Bridges a couple years ago, and to Fitz and to Cindy and all the teachers and everybody at Bridges for being so kind and getting to know them better, for sure. I mean, like, a lot of schools, a lot more students, it's a bit harder to do, but definitely here I really truly feel like I knew them quite well and got to know them a lot better, and it was really nice. Like, I had classes practically with every teacher, actually, and that was nice. So truly got to know everybody here, and that was great. So just a shout out to them and to any and to all my friends who go here and to everyone who supported me throughout my time at Bridges.
My name is Paola Martinez. A positive memory at Bridges is when we all went on a day trip to Dinkle Lake, and I decided to just go into the lake and take a little swim, which was a terrible thing on the way back. I was very sticky. What does being a graduate mean to me? It means so much to me because I never thought I would even make it this far in age, and didn't think I would even graduate this year. And I'm so grateful for all the people that I've met. I would like to shout out to the whole community for being so welcoming and so nice. It was so scary coming in, but I found a place to call home for the rest of my life.
Hi, my name is Rudy Phelps. Something positive about Bridges is when I came here, I learned how much easier it is for me to graduate and for me to move on with my life. And that helped a lot for my situation. And being a graduate to me means that I'm taking the step forward to keep going in my life and get things done that I want to do in my life. I'd say shout out to my old teacher, Mr. Smart. He kind of helped me a lot in understanding how to get into Bridges and the things that I'd have to go through.
My name is Ryder Itzler. A positive experience I had at Bridges was just coming to school every day and seeing Cindy at the front desk and seeing everyone that I loved. Being a graduate means to me personally that I finished something that I thought I couldn't, and a lot of people thought I couldn't. And my shout out is to my family, my parents, my friends, and my dog. They all stayed with me the whole time through this, so I'm pretty grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. thanks to all of the graduates for doing that. I know as I was recording them, they were quite nervous and not very sure about being put on the radio, but they did an amazing job, and I appreciate their honesty and how they were willing to share with all of us. So thanks to you guys for braving that, and to all the staff at Bridges as well for all of your hard work, and for people that have made this possible this evening to do this show, and thanks to Beth. I won't say any more than that, but I appreciate all of your hard work on this. I'd like to read one last thing and do a last song by one of our graduates. And this is a piece that we used to read at Bridges with our crews, with our advisory students that we would have in classes. And I think it's a good thing to read right now and to think about as graduates and appreciate our time together and how we were able to create a community at Bridges. This is called An Invitation to a Brave Space. Together we will create brave space, because there's no such thing as a safe space. We exist in the real world, we all carry scars, and we have all caused wounds. In this space, we seek to turn down the volume of the outside world. We amplify voices that fight to be heard elsewhere. We call each other to more truth and love. We have the right to start somewhere and to continue to grow. We have the responsibility to examine what we think we know. We will not be perfect. This space will not be perfect. It will not always be what we wish it to be. But it will always be our brave space together. And we will work on it side by side. So thanks, Bridges graduating class of 2020, for making that brave space. And in listening to your shout outs, I was reminded of that. So I appreciate that, and I hope everybody listening could appreciate that as well. I'd like to close tonight's graduation celebration for Bridges students with a song from one of Bridges salutatorians, Gabe Hale. He wrote this song, performed it, and created a music video choreographed to the music for his capstone project. I'd like to end with his piece. Stay tuned afterward for a series of capstones presentations from other students in the Roaring Fork School District from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock on the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Please tune in again tomorrow night as Katie and Kay hosts Bridges High School graduation ceremony live at 6 p.m. Here's the song, Black Coffee, written and performed by Bridges senior Gabe Hale.
Here. Give me a second, I'm here to impress, and I'm teaching a lesson on selfless expression. I'm big through some issues that's as worse as it gets, but I want to, you ain't hurting me yet. I'm thinking my purpose is murdering verses, so wordsmith emerging, stirring up the currents, trying to wrap us out in the heat of the moment. Go with the flow, don't you try to control it. I do this a little bit tougher than most, cause I wet with a mission, they write with a pen, and I saw in the vision, no means but the end. I'm ensuring my vision will make it to them. Said to my friends, it's the end, don't pretend, don't be sending me messages ever again. This what you get for neglecting me then. This the whole reason I'm threatening you. Sorry for the heat, I just expect to see a little compassion from all you to me. And I ain't expecting to be showered in trees, but I get obsessive when you out without me. Ain't the way I hoped I thought it would be, but I stay the same no matter who on my team. If you ain't been listened, you ain't part of my dream. Don't be wasting your dope, busting out for those fiends. How can I work like this? Every single minute's an emergency I miss. Everything I have a dip, but yet I haven't made a dent. I gotta pick up all the pieces, make them work like this. Feel like I get more than I deserve, life is sort of fickle. How it heals, how it hurts, I feel so much crushing pressure. Make my worst, it's better than my predecessors. And nobody ever made a mistake to make waves, and again it's a date. So now I'm paving the way as I make it straight to the top of the charts. Break this mainframe, I suck out the main tangent, music in the lowest state. No one out of the greatest, and never considered greatest till they're gone. But I know my purpose is to reverse it, cause it's wrong.
I put my faith into you, that's almost all I could do.
Here.
I never thought it'd be you, but now it's me who refuse. Thank you.
always on my mind. Even in the winter, I want the sunshine. Feel the rain falling from above. Wash away the pain when my years come back. Because I believe, yes, I believe, and I believe we can. Yes, I believe, but I believe, and I believe the summertime is in our hands. Yeah, hands, yeah, hands, yeah. Summertime is in our hands.
Sometimes I lay under the moon. I thank God I'm breathing. And I pray, don't take me soon, 'cause I am here for a reason.
Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday it'll all turn around. Because
children will play.
What's up, man? You got me.